Simen Shinchov Dalad Sif Dalad. We continue discussing the dinim of Achanas Michael Behem LeShabbos, preparing food for animals on Shabbos, specific to halachas of animal food, or well, at least what was considered animal food in the olden days. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, let's say you have bundles of grain, and as such, that's typically used for Michael Behem, and they're tied together within two or three places in order to hold it together. Now you want to untie it to give it to your Behemah to eat. So the Mechaber says you're allowed to untie it for the animal on Shabbos. Then the Rama says, V'yeshayim, and the other Rishayim say, they're only allowed to do this if the way was tied with the Keshish Enosh HaKayam. But if it was tied with the Keshish HaKayam, and there's a real Shaila of Kosher Amater, or the Malacha of tying and untying knots on Shabbos, then it'll be also to untie from Behemah on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, the many Achronim really say, there's no Machlokes about this. Everyone agrees to this. The Rama calls Yesh Mishayimim, Yesh Ayimim. Some say this because it's not Mefurish in so many places come like this, but really no one argues. Even though there are those who say that there are Rishonim who argue and are makel about this, and for a Michael Behemah there's no kosher matter at all, the Maisa, the Loch is to be Machmer, and therefore, if it's a Kesh Shekiyama, you'll not be allowed to tie or untie for the animal to eat it on Shabbos. And the Mechaber says to rub it down with your hands, the way it's normal to do the Oichel Behemah, in order to make it easier for the animal to eat, that is also due on Shabbos. And the Mechaber explains the biggest soy that's going to give for the next Yisifim, that Shavuya Oichel, to make something that's not a food yet, into a food from Behemah to eat on Shabbos, that you're allowed to do. Otherwise, it's a tzar for the Behemah, it's unpleasant for the Behemah not to have what to eat. But once the food is roi for Michael Behemah, to do mitrach ba'ichla, to be tereach, to work harder on this food, to make it better for them, that type of tirchah you're not allowed to do for the Behemah on Shabbos. So over here, since it's edible for the Behemah before you rub it down with your hands, it's just making it easier for them, so it's also to be tereach, to the tirchah of rubbing it down to make it easier and better for the Behemahs on Shabbos. Sifhei, the Mechaber says, you have etzim, you have wood, or you have branches of a tree that got cut down from a tree, and people give it to Behemah to eat while it's soft. So, could you rub it down to give it to Behemah or not? So the Mechaber says, you could rub it down in order to give it to Behemah to eat. And the reason is that these branches, before you rub it down, they're not roi for Behemah to eat. And we said that, Shavuy Oichla, making it roi for Achilas Behemah on Shabbos Mutter. Once it's roi l'achila, to be terei with it further, is going to be Aser. But the Shavuy Oichla, to make it roi for Behemah on Shabbos, that's Mutter. The Mechaber says in Sevav, Mechadchen the Luum of Nei Behemah. The Luum is squash or some sort of vegetable you could cut it up for Behemah on Shabbos. Fusha Nitlusha Me'asim, well, as long as they got unattached from the tree before Shabbos. But if they got unattached from the tree, or by squash, it's probably more from the ground, not so much from the tree. If it got detached on Shabbos, then it's a problem. Because since you didn't imagine that's going to be available for you, when Shabbos started, you did not imagine it's going to be available for you to give to Behemah on Shabbos, so therefore it's Muktzah. Only if it was detached from a tree or from the ground before Shabbos, so now it was already set up for this purpose from before Shabbos, it's not muktzah, so mitzad cutting it up, so anything that was not roi for the behemah before Shabbos, so you could be shavui oichel, you could make a roi for the behemah on Shabbos. If it was already roi before, and now you want the additional tercha, that would be also. So it might depend if it's hard or if it's soft. If it's hard, it needs you to cut up for the animal to eat it. So that would be allowed on Shabbos. If it's soft, the behemah is really as is, it just easier, better for the behemoth like this, that will be a problem of tercha, but it'll be aser. Mishnah Berurah points out, you also have to be careful not to cut it up too small, because then you're going to have a problem of teichen, one of the melachos of Shabbos teichen, unless if it's samach la'achila, right before the behemoths are going to eat it, so then there's a heter samach la'achila that applies to the melacha of teichen, although the Arishan will argue on that, but here the Mishnah Berurah accepts that as a heter to cut it up small for the behemoth, right before the edict, it has the heter samach la'achila. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says, he cut a nevela in front of club of dogs to eat it on Shabbos. It does not make a difference when the animal died, whether it died before Shabbos, even died on Shabbos, whether the behemoth was not in good health when Shabbos started. If you imagine it might die, even if it was in good health, the Mechaber goes, no problem of muksa. If he cut up for the behemoth, as long as the meat is hard and needs you to cut it up. If the meat is soft and it's easy, then since the behemoth can eat it without you cutting up, it's a problem mitrach ba'uchel again, and again, that will be aser. The Mishnah Berurah brings from Eli Rabbah that he says, no, the behemoth was healthy by the beginning of Shabbos, he never dreamt of dying on Shabbos, then there'll be a problem of muksa. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Bir Gros. Also, not too clear about why the Mechaber is matter this. The Ramah has to look back at Simon Shinchof Aleph about cutting up small in front of birds. It's really referencing the same Shiloh of the Melacha of Teichen, that if the food is not Royal Achilo, and by cutting up small in Mengi Royal Achilo, then you'll have a problem, not just mitzad, hilchus shvuya oichla, tirchaba oichla, there we can usually get out of it, shvuya oichla is mutter, only tirchaba oichla is also, but you'll usually have a problem then of teichen, unless it's samach lachilo. So the Ches, the Mechaber, discusses cutting up shachas, grain that was cut up before is fully ripe, in front of the behema on Shabbos, and the Mechaber said that it's usher, in all cases, because this grain that is cut off and taken out of the ground before it's ripe, the behemah could eat without you cutting it up, and therefore it's not shvuya oichla, it's mitrach ba'ichla. If it's a mitrach ba'ichla, it's awesome. Mishnah Berurah says, you have a hard cheruv and hard bokser, there's no way the animal can eat it without you cutting it up, then shvu yachla, then we mutter, as long as you're careful with teichen.